You're listening to WMUC FM College Park, where college radio is good radio, I think. This is Brandon with Hongays. And yeah.
Did you know that the University of Maryland is one of the 50 fittest colleges in America? Our state-of-the-art Epley Recreation Center, School of Public Health, Ritchie Coliseum, and Cole Fieldhouse have a number of resources that help keep Terps happy, active, and healthy. Join the daily group fitness workouts, request a personal trainer, or own your independence and build your own training plan. Exercise can improve muscle strength and boost your endurance and confidence. Feel better and live longer.
This is Brandon. I haven't had my show in a while, so I doubt anyone's listening, but I have been applying to internships and doing interviews, and I probably got none of them, so it's like pointless. So it's like the life of an undergrad, friggin' STEM major. But yeah, so if you're new to the show, Hongays primarily focuses around a lot of East and Southeast Asian artists, typically in the genres or the realm of like shoegaze, slowcore, dream pop, hyperpop, whatever is getting released now. And then sometimes we go back and play some older music, music that kind of cemented a generation and music that exists as nostalgia bait for Gen Z. Today's show is a lot of Japanese music because I'm really tired and I want to listen to some tired music. This first artist is Hi Posey. I don't know how to speak Japanese, so I'm just gonna play the song for you. Hopefully you enjoy. That was Hiposi, or Hiposi, probably in Japanese, something like that. I don't really know. They're another nostalgia bait artist from around 1988. I believe they're no longer active today, but I know it's TikTok music. You know what I mean? This next artist is Lamp. Everyone knows who Lamp is if you're familiar with just like Asian music, I guess. Lamp, I believe they started touring in the U.S. for the first time last year or 2 years ago. This next song is called Dusk. It's part of their newest album. I believe it's called Dusk to Dawn, something like that. And yeah. They're very known for their kind of mellow, dreamy kind of vibe. Surprisingly, I think they're more popular in the U.S. and Korea than they are in Japan, thanks to social media for that. This next one is from an anime. I don't know what the artist is called. I think it's something like Nekoko. Yeah.
I'm
Once again, that was Usu Nekoko. I believe they're a pop duo. I'm not too familiar with anime, but I also heard JJK is good, so maybe I'll watch that. That's the wrong song. This next artist is Genio One. They're from Asakusa, Japan. It's a area in Tokyo. They're known for their temple. It's a very culturally significant area of Japan. As someone who was of ancestral lineage from a colony of Japan, it's interesting to learn the way that people lived in different countries that, you know, were colonizing your ancestors. But whatever. This is probably the last Japanese song for a bit. This is Genio One, and the song is called Star Scooter.
We'll be right back.
That was Paranol, cornerstone of Korean shoegaze and Asian shoegaze as a whole, and just shoegaze now too, now that they're low-key mainstream. Paranol, now they go by their different monikers, such as Hermes, I believe, or something like that with an H, like Heremic, and I believe... something long. They're not that great at English, but I was able to meet them when I was in Korea. A great guy. Surprisingly, they're actually not like technically musically gifted. They never took like piano classes or guitar or music theory classes. Rather during COVID, they like found this love for production, working with a lot of FL Studio, I assume. And playing with the plugins with this keyboard. And that's where we have Paranol today. A lot of the music has references to my favorite movie, All About Lily Shu Shu. I understand that it's pretty performative to like that movie, but it doesn't matter because I'm Asian. And like, yeah. So the next song is going to take a little break from the more energetic side of what my set normally is. And more, I guess... calming Lily Shu Shu music. For those of you who aren't aware, Lily Shu Shu is a like made up artist. That's like the name of an artist in this movie called All About Lily Shu Shu. And I'll let you listen to it yourself.
Get out.
That was Lily Shu Shu. Another artist I'd like to highlight in today's show is actually local. If you've listened to the show, you are familiar with who Kim J is. But if, like, I don't really feel like getting too deep into it, but Kim J, he's from California, but ethnically he's Korean. He's also lived in Japan. And a lot of his music and his album covers and his just artwork in general covers a lot of the diaspora and the heritage of the Korean people, which is not exclusively just at the peninsula, though, you know, that we have North Korea, which is a hermit kingdom, and South Korea, which has been historically very isolationist. But the Korean population is spread out all over the world. You can find them in pretty much all corners. A lot of history within Japan, within China, within the U.S., and a lot of his music kind of focuses on this kind of, like, this angst that I guess a lot of Korean Americans are brought up with. However, this next song is not headlined by Kim J, or I should say, what's the musical equivalent of a first author? But this artist named DeMazin, I hope I'm saying this right. He's from the DMV, I believe from Maryland. He's collabed with Sebi a few times and with Kim J. And it's great to see our local artists get pushed forward and not friggin' Kuru. But yeah, this is Afterlife.
The flames, I fall. me when I'm gone.
Cause I need clarity, you do that for me.
Cause you fill my heart with hope.
The emperor, keep on falling. The emperor, give me hope.
The emperor,
take me home.
The emperor.
All right, that was a lot of brain rot music. I'm sorry about that. But thank you for listening to Han Gaze. I'm going to leave you off with one more Genio 1 song. Hopefully everyone stays warm, or I guess cool, because the weather's going to go up again. Or stays dry. That's the best thing to say. Hopefully everybody gets the internships they apply to or the jobs they apply to. And you can get into all the grad schools. Hopefully no one's listening to me. That's kind of cringe. Yeah, this last song is another Genio 1 song. If you can't tell, I really like them. It's called Bubbles. And yeah, thank you for listening, and have a great rest of your day.